Muhlenberg College Music Department will present a concert marking the 60th birthday of Douglas Ovens, longtime chair of the music department and its composer. The concert will take place Wednesday, February 20th at 8 p.m. in the amphitheater of the Baker Center for the Arts on the Muhlenberg College campus. The concert's free and open to the public. Douglas Ovens, Love Songs and Other Wonders, a senior recital. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. The concert will feature works that were composed over the past 30 years and have been presented in such far-flung places as Berlin, Hiroshima, Paris, Los Angeles, New York City, and many festivals around the United States. The Love Songs portion of the evening includes Yours and Mine, three love songs on poems of Alice Fulton, three love songs on texts of Pablo Neruda, two American songs, poems of William Carlos Williams. She sings poems by E.E. Cummings and Schwarzgebert for baritone, two tenors, and chamber ensemble. The concert will close for a sonata for Idol, performed by internationally known pianist Hanshen Li. Ovens started his compositional career writing many works for solo percussion. In recent years, he's composed for many theater and dance companies, as well as writing for orchestra. Douglas Ovens.
One of the things that got me doing the stuff I do now is I felt that there was more musical freedom. There was the freedom to let the notes go wherever the notes were going to go, and there was the freedom to let a piece be however long or short it needed to be. It wasn't dictated by sort of radio norms or anything like that. When you say there's a different task for the composer, in a way, you're always grappling with that. When you're setting a poet that you really love, that poet is a real presence while you're writing a piece. But when you're writing music for a play, the playwright is a living presence. The director is a living presence. And so you're always trying to reach this place where you're doing your job, making your own hopefully beautiful contribution to this collaborative thing, in the case of writing music for the theater again. You're also respecting your collaborators. On that level, it's different, but the same. You're still mindful of the different things that you want to respect in making the pieces. It's funny, it doesn't matter, for instance, somebody might think, well, does it matter to you that Alice Fulton is living, and so might hear these, and actually has heard these pieces, and Pablo Neruda is not. In a funny way, that doesn't make any difference to me at all. I deal with the Neruda poems as if he is alive. I hope that in this ideal universe I'm imagining, if Neruda can hear the poems and hear my songs, I hope he loves them. I hope he really loves them. And the same with the William Carlos Williams. The fact that William Carlos Williams is not going to come to the concert because he's been dead for 40 years, that's not relevant. I want William Carlos Williams to love the poems. So in some funny way, I hope he will.
With a poet, since it's going to be someone that you've picked because you like them, it becomes kind of a middle ground then, or a third way. You're honoring the artist, you're honoring the poet, you're honoring their intention, their colorings, their feelings. But you have your own feelings, you have your own ideas, and you're going to want to put that in the mix.
That's exactly right. And what's funny is, actually, I can give one the upper hand because I'm here. They aren't.
Right.
So on a very pragmatic level, I have the upper hand. One funny thing that comes out of this, actually, is the realization that I encounter many poems that I'm just nuts about, but that doesn't mean I ever set them, because they don't show me those places which are essentially the gaps where I get to speak. So you're exactly right, that there are some poems that I'm really nuts about. I've been carrying around a book of poetry by a guy named Cornelius Eady for 40 years. I've been carrying around this book of Cornelius Eady's poems for that long because I just love them. The book's called Victims of the Latest Dance Craze. As much as I love the poems, I haven't found the way that my music finds entree into the poems. So the William Carlos Williams, clearly they not only were poems I found stunning, but on some level, just as I said in my program notes, in looking at the William Carlos poems, they actually said to me, "Set me, I'm yours." It's a peculiar type of poem that really works brilliantly as the text for a song. And it's interesting, I'm reading a wonderful book called The Tristan Chord. One of the interesting things about that is they're talking about the fact that many, many plays don't make good opera. And that's exactly right. As a composer, that makes perfect sense to me. Because the text, whatever text you're going to set, does have to have this stunning beauty of its own, but it also has to have this characteristic that allows for opening it up in a way, peeling it apart, breaking it open, and finding those places where the music can live within the text, and it doesn't sound like it's just glommed on. But in point of fact, to my ear, after I've heard my settings of these poems, that's the complete work. Now, that's a little bit, I'll admit right up front, that's a little arrogant, but if you're going to do this, you're going to take this position that you can take this poem and make it into something that is something new and different. If nothing else, it requires a lot of self-confidence. I guess maybe I should say that.
Muhlenberg College Music Department Chair Douglas Ovens' Love Songs and Other Wonders will take place at 8 p.m. on Wednesday, February 20th, in the amphitheater of the Baker Center for the Arts on the Muhlenberg College campus. The concert is free and open to the public. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.